It's a brand new day.
Outside the White House, Trump opponents, including comedian Rosie O'Donnell,
let your voice be heard,
gather for an event that is both protest and performance art.
Let the president know, in no uncertain terms, that we are alive, awake, and we are woke. We are not going away.
Results from recent primaries and special elections show Democrats are mobilizing for November with a distinctly anti-Trump message. Senator Bernie Sanders.
People are standing up, they are fighting back, and they are going together transform this country politically and economically.
President Donald Trump has launched an aggressive campaign effort on behalf of Republicans, hoping to counter predictions of a blue wave of Democratic gains.
America is respected again, and America is winning again. Because we are finally putting America first.
This message resonates with Trump's base, including Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
The embassy is going to Jerusalem, and the hostages have been returned from North Korea. That's what's happened under the president's leadership. Thank you very much.
But in the midterms, Trump and the Republicans face an uphill battle, says analyst John Fortier.
So I think they'll get some of their voters out, but I think it'd be hard to overcome the enthusiasm on the Democratic side. So a very good chance the Democrats will take the House of Representatives, or if not, they will gain quite a number of seats.
While Trump may help some Republicans in November, there is also the risk that he motivates Democrats, warns John Hudak.
In many races throughout the country, the president's input is likely to be more harmful than good for a Republican candidate, and the president would be best served to be wary about which districts and states he goes into.
Polls show while working-class voters largely remain with Trump, many women and suburban voters are likely to turn away from Republicans, says analyst Michael Barone.
In the House, it's clear that a lot of, high education, upscale voters have got very strong negative feelings about Donald Trump and the Republican Party. They're eager to vote.
It's now becoming increasingly clear that activists from both parties see the midterms as a national referendum on the Trump presidency. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.